Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, ticker symbol NCLH. If you're curious about whether this cruise giant is a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and much more. Let's get started. All right, first up, let's set the stage. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings is one of the big players in the cruise industry, operating not just the Norwegian Cruise Line brand, but also Oceania Cruises and Regent Seven Seas Cruises. They've got a fleet that caters to a wide range of travelers, from budget-friendly vacations to ultra-luxury getaways. With a market cap of around $8.5 billion as of the latest data, they're a significant name in the consumer cyclical sector, specifically in travel services. Based out of Miami, Florida, they've been sailing since 1966, and today they employ over 41,000 people. So let's unpack what makes this company tick and whether it's worth your investment dollars. Now, let's dig into the company profile a bit more. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings operates globally with a presence in North America, Europe, Asia Pacific, and beyond. Their business model is built on offering cruise experiences through various brands, targeting different demographics. Norwegian itself focuses on a freestyle cruising concept, which means more flexibility for passengers in dining and activities. Oceania and Regent, on the other hand, cater to the premium and luxury markets with smaller ships and more personalized service. They generate revenue through passenger tickets and onboard spending, think drinks, excursions, and specialty dining. It's a business heavily tied to consumer discretionary spending, so economic conditions and travel trends play a huge role in their performance. Let's talk numbers now, starting with revenue. For 2025, Norwegian reported total revenue of about $9.83 billion, which is a solid jump from $9.48 billion in 2024. Breaking it down, passenger ticket sales made up roughly $6.69 billion, while onboard and other revenue, like those extras I mentioned, came in at $3.14 billion. Geographically, North America is their biggest market, contributing around $5.65 billion, followed by Europe at $2.9 billion, and Asia Pacific at just under $1 billion. This spread shows they've got a diversified revenue base, but they're still heavily reliant on North American travelers. That's something to keep an eye on, especially if regional economic conditions shift. Moving on to earnings, let's see how profitable they've been. In 2025, Norwegian posted a net income of $423 million, which translates to an earnings per share of 94 cents. That's a decent step up from 2023's $166 million and 39 EPS, though it's down from 2024's standout $910 million and 29 cents EPS. Looking back a bit further, the company struggled during the pandemic years, with massive losses in 2020 and 2021. Net income was negative $4 billion and $4.5 billion, respectively. But the recovery since then has been encouraging, with operating income climbing to $1.59 billion in 2025. The key takeaway here is that they're back in the black, but consistency will be critical moving forward, especially with economic headwinds looming. Now, let's touch on some insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024. Management highlighted a strong finish to the year, with record bookings driving optimism for 2025. They emphasized operational improvements and cost controls as key factors in boosting profitability, despite some challenges with fuel costs and geopolitical uncertainties. They also pointed to robust demand across their brands, particularly in North America and Europe, and teased fleet expansions and itinerary innovations to capture more market share. It's clear they're focused on balancing growth with efficiency, which is a positive sign for long-term investors. All right, let's dive into the financial statements for a closer look at their health. On the balance sheet, as of 2025, Norwegian had total assets of $22.54 billion, up from $19.97 billion in 2024. However, their total liabilities are hefty at $23.3 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of about 6.6. That's a red flag for me. High leverage means they're carrying a lot of debt, which could be risky if interest rates climb or revenue dips. Cash on hand is only $210 million, which feels thin given their current liabilities of $5.45 billion. Their current ratio of 0.21 also suggests they might struggle to cover short-term obligations without tapping into other resources. On the cash flow side, operating cash flow was strong at $2.9 billion in 2025, but free cash flow was negative $1.17 billion due to heavy capital expenditures of $3.26 billion, likely tied to fleet investments. They're spending big to grow, but it's eating into their cash reserves. Now let's talk valuation. At the current stock price of around $18.81, Norwegian has a trailing price-to-earnings ratio of about 20.23, which isn't outrageous for the travel services industry, where the average PE is around 27.5. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts peg it at 11 for 2025, dropping to 8.73 for 2026, suggesting the stock could be undervalued if earnings grow as expected. Price to sales is at 0.87, which is reasonable for a capital-intensive business like this. However, with an enterprise value of $22.97 billion compared to a market cap of $8.57 billion, that debt load I mentioned earlier is clearly weighing on the overall picture. Based on these metrics, the stock doesn't scream overpriced, but the high debt levels temper my enthusiasm. Let's break down Norwegian's position with a SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, they've got a strong brand portfolio with Norwegian, Oceania, and Regent, catering to diverse customer segments. Their global presence and recovery post-pandemic with record bookings show resilience and demand. On the weaknesses side, that high debt-equity ratio of 6.6 is a major concern, as is their low liquidity with a current ratio of just 0.21. Opportunities are exciting. Growing demand for experiential travel and fleet expansions like the upcoming Norwegian Luna could drive revenue. Plus, emerging markets in Asia-Pacific offer growth potential. But threats loom large. Geopolitical tensions, fuel cost volatility, and economic downturns could hit discretionary spending hard. They're also vulnerable to industry competition from giants like Carnival and Royal Caribbean. It's a mixed bag, and managing debt while capitalizing on growth will be key. Looking at recent performance, Norwegian stock has had quite a ride. Over the past week, it's up 10.6%, and over the last month, it's gained 19.34%. Zooming out, the three-month performance is an impressive 38.91%, though it's only up 1.93% over 6 months and down 5.33% over the past year. Over 5 years, it's down 14.88%, reflecting the brutal impact of the pandemic and a slower recovery. Recently, the stock popped after news of the Strait of Hormuz reopening for shipping, which eased some geopolitical concerns. But volatility remains, closing at 1893 one day with a 2.32% drop, then climbing to 2026 on a 1.5% gain. Short-term, momentum seems positive, but I'd watch for resistance around $20. If it breaks through, we might see more upside. If not, it could consolidate. Now let's get into intrinsic value to see if the stock is fairly priced. Using a discounted cash flow approach with some standard assumptions, a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over 5 projection years, I've run the numbers based on their historical financials and projected cash flows. The result? My DCF model suggests an intrinsic value of around $23.97 per share compared to the current price of $18.81. There's also a broader valuation estimate floating around $35.09 when factoring in market sentiment and peer comparisons. This indicates the stock might be undervalued right now, potentially offering a margin of safety for long-term investors. Of course, these models rely on assumptions, and with Norwegian's debt and capex needs, there's execution risk. Still, the numbers suggest there could be upside if they manage their balance sheet well. So, what's the bottom line on Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings? I think it's a compelling story, with a strong recovery trajectory and growth potential in the cruise industry. Their diversified brands and global reach are big pluses, and the intrinsic value suggests the stock might be underpriced. However, I can't ignore the red flags, high debt levels, low liquidity, and vulnerability to economic downturns or geopolitical shocks. For me, this is a watch closely stock. If you're a risk-tolerant investor with a long-term horizon, it could be worth a small position, especially if they show progress on deleveraging. But if you're risk-averse, you might want to wait for more stability. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.